The newest member of the Calgary Flames is goaltender Mike Smith, acquired by the team today. Mike, just your thoughts and initial reaction to the news.
Obviously, playing in Arizona for 6 years, there's a lot of emotions that go into it with having a family and stuff like that. But I've had a couple hours now to, to digest it. And I'm really excited. I'm really pumped to be a part of a Canadian franchise and the Calgary Flames. Obviously, I've played against them for quite some time now in my career, and I don't think I've had too much success playing against them, so I'm happy to be on the end of the other end of the spectrum now, and hopefully I can bring some success here in the near future with the Flames.
Is this something that came as a shock to you, or did you maybe see this coming, knowing about expansion and just everything that's gone into this offseason in the NHL?
Well, I got asked to waive my no move or no trade clause. I kind of had somewhat of an idea that I could be moved. Obviously, when you get the call and it really happens, I think it sets in that it's real life and you have to uproot your family and stuff like that. But you know what? I've been kind of begging for a chance to be on a winning team for quite some time now, and I've really enjoyed my time in Arizona. And like I said, my kids were all born there, and I've had some great family and friends that I've gained relationships with that'll last a lifetime, but I'm excited about this new chapter in my life and feel like where I'm at in my career with my game, I can really, bring some leadership skills and, really kind of stabilize the back end back there.
In this market, your name has been tied to the Flames in rumors for quite some time. Is that something that you heard? Were you aware of those rumblings?
A little bit, but I think you don't, as an NHL player, I think you don't really let that affect you too much or kind of look into it too deeply. But obviously with knowing Don Maloney and Brad Treverling from my time in Arizona, I have a lot of respect for both those men. And Don was the one that signed me and took a chance on me in Arizona and kind of got my career kind of back on track. And I owe a lot to him. And Brad's been just a tremendous supporter of mine since I got to Arizona. And I have a lot of respect for him as a person and as a leader of this organization, and feel like, coming in, I have those relationships and I look forward to building more as I get to know the team and the people in the organization in Calgary.
In conversation with Mike Smith, the newest member of the Calgary Flames, you talk about going to a winning situation and kind of been begging for the opportunity to play on a winning team. What do you see with your new group and your new team in Calgary?
Just a great mix of younger and veteran guys that are really hard to play against. I think from my time playing against them in this division, it's always a hard game when you play against Calgary. And I think everybody, they've earned that respect throughout the whole league, that if you're playing the Flames, you're in for a hard game. And, along with a lot of skill, I think they bring that grit that you need to have a winning team. And I really look forward to getting to know the guys and to being a big part of some success, hopefully, this next season.
You mentioned your familiarity with Don and your familiarity with Brad. What about other players? Any connection to anybody you know inside the locker room on this team?
Not too much. Obviously, Mike Stone was traded there at the deadline last season. I played with him for four or five years. Matthew Tkachuk trains with in the same facility I do in the summertime, so I actually kind of picked both those guys' brains to kind of find out what the team and the city was like even before this happened, just out of inkling that I may get dealt there. So I kind of had an idea that what kind of was like, and I've gotten to know Kent Kubelka fairly well over the years. My wife was actually a Olympic skier and had him as one of those physios when she was skiing, so kind of a 360 degree way the world works sometimes.
Yeah.
And obviously really excited about getting to know all the players and getting familiar with people in the organization.
Mike, this team has been searching for a number one goaltender for quite a long time, and it seems like they've targeted you as that. How nice does that feel, knowing that they've kind of made you that target?
Yeah, I think it's always nice to be wanted. I think when it's the other end of the spectrum, I think it's probably a lot harder to deal with. But obviously, I think where I'm at with my career, I'm an older guy now and realize that, you know, it's an important time in my life. You know, I feel like I'm playing some of the best hockey in my career. I feel like I can really help this group, and I really take it as a challenge to not only with myself, but, you know, my family and with the move that goes on with it and getting to know a new city and playing in a Canadian town. I'm just thrilled. I'm excited. There's a lot of emotions that goes into it, but I'm just really excited to get to Calgary, to get familiar with the city, the fans, and really and just looking forward to the ride.
In conversation with Mike Smith, new Calgary Flames goaltender here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. You mentioned kind of being an older guy, a veteran guy, but where are you with your career? How much do you feel you still have to give?
I think I got lots left in the tank. I feel like, you know, I've had some injury problems earlier in my career. I feel like I'm over that, and you know, I felt healthy for the most part last year. I feel like my game is, you know, probably the best, you know, amongst the best years of my career. I think last year was one of them, and I feel like I can build on that and be a big part of the success of the Flames. So I take it as a challenge to try and get this team to where they want to be and be a big part in that. And like I said, look forward to getting to Calgary and getting you know, comfortable with the situation, and really, really excited about this opportunity.
Take me back to last year. First of all, from an individual perspective, I know that on the ice, team-wise, it was a frustrating year, but individually, you talked about how well you thought you played and how good you felt about your game. Is that one of the better seasons in recent memory for you?
I think as far as consistency, yeah. I think I really felt like I dialed in my consistency. I was worried about just stuff that I can control, and I really learned a lot about my game this year and me as a person this year. And I try to do that every single season. I try to improve every year. Every time I'm on the ice, I try to get better and do what I can to help the team win. And I hope to bring that momentum into this season and obviously, keep the confidence going and help the Flames be successful.
From a team perspective, how difficult have the last couple of years been mentally on you?
You know, it's been hard when you're in it, but I really believe everything happens for a reason, and I really believe it makes you stronger when you go through those, you know, different situations. And it hasn't been ideal the last, you know, 4 or 5 years in Arizona, and the last couple of years have been pretty frustrating at times, but that's the direction that team, you know, has chosen to head, and, you know, I just have to deal with whatever gets thrown at you, and I really believe that I've gotten better mentally from that. You know, physically, I've had to had some pretty intense games with a lot of action. So, I really think that has added to to my experience in this league, and hopefully, I can bring that and help the younger guys out also when I get to Calgary.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because last year there were a number of times where you were facing 40, 45, 50-plus shots in a game. Are you the type of goaltender that thrives when you're seeing more shots like that?
I just think you have no choice. So once you're in it, it doesn't matter if you're getting 15 or 50. As a goalie in the NHL, your job's to stop the puck. And, the busier, sometimes the easier it is mentally, but I really believe that I've improved in that spot in my career over the past, 5, 6 years. As you get older, you start to realize what works, you know, what doesn't. And I really feel like I have a good grasp on where my game is at. And, whatever it may be, hopefully we're not giving up 50 every night. But if that's the way it is, then that's the way it is. And then I'm going to try and do my job to the best of my capabilities. And hopefully that's good enough to get us in the playoffs and make a run at the Stanley Cup.
Final thought for you, Mike, and I know you've touched on it a couple of times already, but, you know, last couple of years have been difficult from a team standpoint, and see a Flames team that had a really, really torrid finish to the season, a great second half of the season. They make the postseason. They look like they're a team that is on the up and up. How energizing is it coming in to that type of scenario?
Yeah, I don't know if you can tell from my voice on the phone, but I'm thrilled. I'm obviously really excited. It's only been a couple hours to really let it sink in, but, and I'm sure I'll get more excited as it really, you know, dawns on me that I'd been dealt and I'm going to a team and a franchise like the Calgary Flames. I never thought I'd play for a Canadian franchise, and to be going to a team like Calgary with the depth they have on forward, with the veteran presence they have on defense. I'm just really, really thrilled and pumped about this opportunity and want to make the most of it.
Hey, Mike, really appreciate the time. I know it's been a whirlwind day for you, probably a whirlwind last couple of days, but thank you so much for spending 10 minutes with us. Enjoy the rest of your summer, and we'll see you out here in Calgary in a couple of months.
I appreciate it, Pat, and I look forward to meeting you and seeing you, and look forward to getting to Calgary.
Awesome, Mike. Thank you so much.
Thank you.